Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Fighter's Voice with Don McGuire, presented by Finished MMA and the United Way Merced.
What up, it's your boy Sloan Bone of the Mo Thugs Movement, part of the Bone Thugs and Harmony family tree, the 86ers brand ambassador. Check it out though, listen. In a world full of followers, be proud to be different. Be an 86er. So what I need y'all to do is go to the 86ers.net. We got the dopest apparel, men and women. Everything you need for a fresh start. I'm talking tees, zip-ups, tanks, hoodies, and the best hats at a price nobody can match. I'ma ask you this though. What do your clothes say about you? If you don't know, come to the 86ers.net and find yourself out. And a special shout out to Don McGuire, the host of The Fighter's Voice. Salute, big homie.
Welcome to the Misfits of Gold weekly special. We kind of took a week off there, but at least two of us are back. With that being said, welcome MF back to the program.
What's up, gangster?
I guess we're scaring everybody off, homie.
I'm too good looking, bro. I'm just too pretty sometimes. You know, motherfuckers get intimidated.
Right? You know, and then we got Cash joining us hopefully a little bit later, and hopefully one of my homies will jump in on a topic. If you want to call in, the call-in number is 323-417-6810. Hit 1. We're open to anything today. You know, MF, I kind of been looking at some things, and, you know, life is cruel, man. And, you know, I got to say, with the passing of President Bush, you know, I found myself laughing at some of the satire, some of the memes, and some of the aspects. You know, but there was one that truly caught my eye. And, you know, I don't know if it's one of them too soon moments, but they said, you know, it's sad, Bush died. And then somebody else said, yeah, because we forgot to water him. You know?
This is hella funny. Dude, like, I dig that type of humor. You know, it's just depending on who hears it, you know what I mean? Because anybody is grieving over a loss of a loved one or somebody that they cared about, you know what I mean? But at the same time, like, shit, how can you not comedy like that? Like, yeah, it's not in poor taste in my book.
Right. You know, I don't know. I've learned as a journalist that you got to walk these lines. And that's what I love so much about today's show and every Wednesday that we do a show, because stereotypically I get to be myself with no constraints. So we get to talk about anything and everything as long as the FCC doesn't shut us off.
Again.
You know, marijuana finally got legalized in the state of Missouri with home grow. But, you know, one thing that I know the elections are over and everything, but I kind of wanted to take a step back because it was something that really irked me. And I watched it play out in this election more comparably to the past elections. What they did is they manipulate the voter. You know, now on the marijuana here, they had a vote no on one, vote two, you know, yes on two, vote yes on three. And the way they did it is, if you actually voted for the one that you thought was the right one, you were actually voting no. And a lot of people didn't grasp the reality of that, you know, because one allowed home grow, one was pharmaceutical use only, and then the other one, I forget what it completely was. But how is the government allowed to downplay or create that theatrical aspect in the voting process? Why do they try to manipulate the voter and trick them and fool them into voting for something that they think is right, but in all certainty they're wrong?
Well, I think it comes down to a couple of different aspects or a couple of different ways you can look at it. You know, one of the ones is how you and I always talk about it. I don't give people credit, bro. Like, humans, the way they think, the way they operate, like, it's just being distracted, we'll just put it that way. You know, like, you look at all these people, all the voters, all the citizens, whatever you want to call them, they only pay attention to what's being told to them. Very few of them actually go do any type of research or really look into it. You know, and even like over here in California, they, like, I had to go and read every single one of the proposals, and I had to read it from like a good couple fucking things because, you know, I already know how California gets you. Like, they disguise some shit and they word it to where it makes it sound like really good and it makes you feel like you're doing the fucking right thing. But then you realize that they're just trying to fucking rape you and get their way across the way they fucking want to do it. You know what I mean? Like, with passing the weed, there was not one grower, not one smoker I knew that voted to fucking legalize that shit in California. Not fucking one. But yet that shit still passed. And, I mean, the same thing. Like, look at the gas tax, bro. Like, they told everybody else that the gas tax in California was going to go to the roads and infrastructure. And but there was, like, three propositions that went toward that, and I can't fucking name them all, so I'm going to paraphrase, but there was a plastic bag tax, there's a cigarette tax, and there was fucking one more that was supposed to go to infrastructure. But they got people fucking scared and nervous. They're like, you know, if you don't fucking vote yes for this gas tax, then all shit's going to fall apart. We're all going to fucking die. And people were like, oh, okay, well, I don't want to die, so let's fucking vote on the gas tax. But that's how easy it is to manipulate people. You know what I mean? You tell them something, give them a little bit of fear, give them a little bit of sympathy, a little bit of anger, exploit one little fucking emotion. The next thing you know, people are like just off the fucking hinges, and they're going to do whatever they can to survive. So the government knows that, takes advantage of that shit, and they'll say, like, you know, for your propositions, they'll say one thing and then word it completely another fucking way to where it's like they hide it in the language, if that makes sense. Like, they'll hide what they're doing in the language, but the reason they can get away with it is because if you look at it from a legal side, their language makes absolute sense, but how many people know how to read the legal side? You know, kind of the same thing. Like, cops can get away with what they want to get away with. And 9 times out of 10, motherfuckers don't know the full extent of the law. They don't know what their rights are. They don't know what the cops' rights are. So they just listen to the authority because they're fucking scared. So why do people vote the way they vote? Because they were fucking told to.
Yeah, you know, so it's so true. But, you know, I think this time they Californians actually felt the smack in the face when others across the nation are posting that their gas is $2.09, $1.99, $2.18. And what is the price of gas in California? Correct me?
Shit, I'm right across the street from a gas station right now. It says premium is
$3.79. Oh, you know, see, a lot of people would say that the people of California are stupid because they voted on a tax on themselves. And, you know, I would have played that down before, but in reality, the state...
You can't now.
Y'all getting pimped.
Bro, there's so many people because... I mean, like, dude, like, we come from a state to where it's illegal to give somebody a plastic straw, but you can give them a fucking syringe. And let alone that, now that those straws are fucking paper, guess what kind of packaging they come in? Fucking plastic.
Oh, man, and the trip about it is they say that styrofoam, you know, never disintegrates in the landfill, so they started, McDonald's and other restaurants made this major movement. And what did they go to? Plastic. Well, last I checked, it didn't disintegrate either. So, you know,
right. It's not biodegradable, dog. Like, it's not just going to go back into the earth. Like, it's going to stay there.
Yeah, you know, the funny thing is are people really sheeple in that aspect? And, you know, I've been asked that question a thousand and thousands and thousands of times. And, you know, I try to defend the masses, but in reality, it's becoming fact. You know, I just don't understand the train of thought of today's society. You know, I talked about this with Stitch the other day, and, you know, the complexity of where we came from was so much simpler. The days that we grew up, you know, we bitch about them. You know, you ask Stitch, and you know, he talks about being a migrant farm worker and how life was just, you know, harsh and this and that, but, and I go back and I can bitch about the things that I've been through, but when you look at it, reality has truly taken a turn for the bad. Society truly has taken an aspect that it's pathetic. I mean, I'm just going to call it like it is. You know, there's no humanity. There's no respect. There's nothing. Everything is on a go, 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 fuck you mentality anymore. And we talked about, you know, social unrest and the beginning of social unrest. I'm starting to actually think these people are too stupid to realize how to get to the aspect of social unrest.
I think you're fucking spot on with that statement.
Well, I mean, bro, I'm just calling. This is the show where I could talk how I feel, you know. And I mean, I absolutely. Am I wrong in any regard?
No, not in the slightest. I mean, you know, me and we've had this talk, you know, numerous occasions on a personal level. And it's like, I feel for humans. You're like, I want to help. I want to do what I can. But it's like every time I start to have a little bit of faith, they fucking proved to me that I was, you know, wrong to have that little bit of faith. And that's how cold it is. I'm not even talking like a good chunk of it, dude. Like, just a little bit of hope in humanity. And it's like every time I get that little bit, like it's like just a tip. You know what I mean? Like, I get a little bit of fucking hope. And next thing you know, they're like, oh, no, I'm not even going to get spit on it. It's just raw dog. You know, and then they fucking just bend you over and you fucking take it, dude. It's just the way it goes. It's like nothing is progressing. Everything is degressing. And you look at it, people think that now is the hardest time that fucking they've ever gone through in their lives. But right now, people throw away what 100 years ago people were killing each other in the fucking streets for. But everybody thinks they got it fucking hard. Then you look at how dumb, distracted, complacent, or maybe they just don't really fucking give a shit. You know, but what can people fucking do? They're so stuck in their ordinary lives because they've been trained to do a certain fucking thing. You know, they get stuck in their fucking dead-end jobs that won't go anywhere. They hate their fucking lives. They hate their family because they got rushed into something, you know, had fucking, I don't know. Everybody's got their own fucking issues, dude. But it seems like people are so worried about their own individual shit that nobody's looking at the whole. Does that make sense?
Oh, it makes absolute sense. I added a call. I don't know who it is. Caller, who are you?
What's up, Don? This is Terry.
Hey, what's up, Terry? MF, this is my homie, Terry.
Oh, what's good, Dad?
Oh, shit, man.
Hey, Terry, you got us on speakerphone, homie?
Yeah, I did. You know, okay.
Yeah, if you could take it off speakerphone, we could hear you a little bit better, bro.
Yeah, let me get you go back here and do that.
Oh, shit's fitting to get wild now.
Shit, my phone's being a cunt.
Oh, I can hear you now, bro.
It's not echoing?
No, you're good.
All right.
MF, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still there.
Oh, hey Terry, I don't know if you know too much about this show. This is a show we talk about often on topics. Nothing is off the table until the FCC shuts us down on this weekly show. So, you know, Terry, why don't you give, you know, the listeners a little bit of a aspect of who you are? Because I know you're also correlated with some aspect of the fight world.
Yeah, well, my name's Terry Smith, and I live in, well, Walls, Mississippi right now. I'm right outside Memphis, Tennessee. And, man, I guess I'm like everybody else. I heard y'all talking about society. I'm a guy trying to look at all this craziness and crazy shit going on in the world and wonder how I can look at the craziness I've been involved in myself and how I can have an impact and make a difference in that shit and get people to wake up and kind of realize, you know, for one, what their own potential and just what the fuck we got going on, man. A lot of people out here sleepwalking.
Yeah, they truly are, you know. Hey, you know, MF, I think we're going to break Terry in the hard way today on our show. It's not
like
bad
it.
Towards you, bro.
You didn't need a plan B, dog. We're about to go wrong.
Yeah, right? You know, Terry, on the show, like I told you, everything is off topic. You know, you're a good old boy. You know, MF is on the West Coast. I'm in the Midwest. We need a good old boy's thoughts on how do you feel about the transgender issue that's portraying itself in our society today?
Man, I say each to their own. Everybody do whatever the fuck you want to do. But, like, here's how I personally look at it. You know, like, you were born a man or a woman. If you're a man that wants to cut your dick off and get a vagina or whatever, cool. But you know, don't expect everybody to give you special treatment because of that or identify you as this or that or what the fuck ever. That's it's kind of how I look at it, you know. I mean, I'm for liberty and freedom for everybody to do what the fuck they want, but I think a lot of people get get caught up in political correctness. I hate that shit.
All right, well, let's take it a little step deeper, bro. Let's say you come home from, you pick somebody up at the bar, you had a tremendous time. You got her home. You rocked her world, bro. You rocked her world. And the following morning, you wake up and you're cuddling with her. She says, Terry, there's something I got to tell you. And you say, what's that, baby? My real name is Ron. Not Tricia.
Oh,
I mean, now, how would you handle that situation, homie?
I don't
think you wasn't ready. You wasn't ready for that one.
I don't know, dude.
It's not the first time I've been asked on this show, bro.
But I know when people started messaging me, hey, handsome and shit, and then I realized I was talking to a dude, I felt pretty fucking weird about it. I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, break them in the hard way, man. We usually have another little homie on the show named Travis Highland. I love picking on a man because he has three nuts and shit, and we have a field day with him. But I kind of want to get the show back on the right track. We had to pop your Misfits of Gold Cherry, bro. You know, that's just the way we roll on Wednesdays. It's, you know, kick your shoes up, say what you truly feel. You know, we were talking about a little bit about society and politics. You know, MF, there's another thing that's transitioning across the United States, and that's the insurgence of minorities coming up from Mexico. You know, to me, it's a catch-22, you know, because I look at the aspect that my ass don't want to get out in the field and pick those tomatoes. My ass don't want to get out and be a migrant farm worker. And if we keep deporting and not allowing that aspect of civilization into America, in the next 10 years, you're not going to have fruits or vegetables at the store. You're not going to have certain aspects, or if there is, you're going to be paying high dollar on that. And, you know, I want to get your thoughts, MF, and then I'll jump to Terry.
Yeah, I love that type of question because it's not an easy one. But, you know, I think with immigration, it's like you get the hardworking people that come here and, they provide for themselves. They contribute to society, you know, by working, growing foods, like whatever they do. But then you get some that come here and just leech off the system. But then I know white people that do that. I know black people that do that. I know Mexican people. You know, I know a lot of people that fucking abuse the system like that. So to me, it's unfair to say, you know, that immigrants are the only ones doing that. Now, do I think that shit's fucked up? Yes. Do I think that those people deserve to suffer? No. But are the politicians using them as a sympathy ploy to get what they want? Do the politicians really give a shit about those people? No. No. But now it's like, for people that care, you know, like you could have a heart and, like, not be fucking, you know, anti-humanity or whatever. But when you look at the big issue, it's how do you help them? If you expect somebody else to help them, I don't believe that's fair. You know, it's like we could want to help them, but that's just it. You have to want to help them. Like, to be forced into helping somebody when you have no hand in it whatsoever and you really have no idea what's going on. And then you look at Mexico. Mexico has offered these people asylum. They had offered them a fucking asylum, and they refused. They fucking refused. And it was already fucking shown that George Soros was down there fucking instigating shit and, you know, getting protesters and other people to fucking go up there. So it's all just one big fucking game, dude. There's a sympathy play that gets people in some kind of fucking way to where, you know, they're worried about every single immigrant getting deported. And keep it gangster, Obama did that shit fucking more than Trump did. He deported more people than Trump did. I mean, yeah, it was 8-year fucking tenure, but his first 2 years, he did more fucking deportations. So it's like, why was that not being focused on then? You know what I mean? Tear gas. They're pissed off about Trump using fucking tear gas or the fucking states using tear gas. Last I checked, Obama did the same fucking shit. But why wasn't that in the media? So it's hard. You know what I mean? Like, you want to feel bad for people because you're like, you know, these people are going through a bad situation. But at the same time, it's like, what exactly is their bad situation? What exactly is going on? And then as far as letting the people in, you know, we've talked about this before. It's like putting snakes in a fucking barrel. It's like, you know, dig your hand in there and make sure you pull out the ones that are fucking poison, or, you know, pull out the ones that aren't poisonous. But no, I can't tell you which ones are poisonous, but you got to reach your hand in there and fucking grab one. That's the type of situation you get in. And they already busted fucking Al-Qaeda members coming through this fucking well, dude. So it's like, you know, like, it's not a fucking easy question because there's no easy answer for it. There's no easy solution to fucking stop this. It's all the fucking politicians playing the fucking twisted game of Monopoly, and we're not even the fucking pawns, dude.
Yeah, true that. Terry, what's your thoughts on the immigration?
Well, man, here's how I feel about it with immigration. It's a different topic, but I almost look at drugs the same way, or the legalization of drugs. We're gonna have illegal immigration regardless. Like, I've worked in construction. I've been doing plumbing for over 17 years, and you know, I've worked with a lot of guys, worked with a lot of Hispanic guys, and you know, most of them are good, hardworking family guys that are coming over here to make a better life. And I've seen guys that come over here, you know, I had one guy that worked with me, and I don't fault them personally for, I don't fault any take advantage of all opportunities that we have here. You know, I've known guys that come over here, didn't speak the language, got picked up by Border Patrol like 13 times, kept coming back, didn't have no clothes on their back, and in 5 years, own a home, have two vehicles, speak the language, all that, and then we have people here that have every asset and opportunity and fucking programs handed to them, can get welfare, whatever the fuck, that will don't want to do anything but bitch. So, I mean, the immigrants are going to come over here anyway, so this is just an opinion, you know. I don't have any answers and don't know how difficult it would be, but I think it should be, if we're going to have immigrants coming over here anyway, why not make it easier for them to get visas or set up better work programs? It just seems like it would be a better option than everybody bitching about it. And, you know, and then they're actually more people are contributing, paying taxes because they're coming over here, you know, on a work visa or whatever. I think most of the people that come over here want to take advantage of the opportunity and work here. You know, they're not just coming over here to freeload off the system. I mean, maybe some, but you know, most of the people I know that are on welfare and shit are fucking, you know, I live in an area where there's like a lot of white trash, rednecks and people, and, you know, they live off the fucking government, man. They don't have no work ethic. And then the same thing with a lot of blacks in the hood, but, you know, I'm in a mixing pot of both here. And I don't know, man. I think illegal immigration's fucked up for the country in ways, but I don't fault the people themselves for wanting to come over here and make a better life for themselves. And as far as the crime goes, man, it's kind of like the way I would say, well, this illegal person or all that, well, people fucking murder and kill people anyway. You know, it's more than just illegal immigrants doing it. It's, that's how I feel about
it. Breaking up a little bit there, Terry.
Yeah, but I mean, I said that's, I guess, where I think they should make it easier for them to come work, man, because they're going to come over here anyway. They're going to find a way over here. It's just like, you know, they make drugs legal. People that want to use drugs are going to use drugs. They're going to find them. So, illusion.
I feel you, bro. You know, I look at it like this, Terry and MF. One thing that pisses me off the most is not even the Mexican people. We'll get to that in a moment. What pisses me off the most is you go through the hood, and these motherfuckers are driving better cars than I am, and they ain't working. You know, these motherfuckers they might be living in the hood, but you go inside the house, they got 80-inch widescreen television sets, the best computers, the best mixing equipment, driving an $80,000 car and living on welfare. You know, that's the shit that pisses me off. You know, so it's not the Mexicans that are fucking shit up. But I tell you what, if they do keep deporting the Mexicans and they don't allow them to stay here, I am going to be fucked up. I'm going to be tripping. They take away my fucking Taco Tuesday, bro.
I'm with you, man. Hey, I like Mexicans, man. I think a lot of them are good, hardworking folks, man, family people. I've been around Mexicans for fucking years. Like I said, I started in working full-time in plumbing when I was 16. So I've been working around them for years. You know, they're just like any other people. I mean, some of them are trashy folks, and some of them are good, hardworking people. There's an ethnicity that you can say any different about, you know?
Yeah, most definitely. People, man. See, that's what I love about this show, and, you know, because we've had a minister on this show before, believe it or not, and we talk just like we are right now. You know, we've had people of all different walks of life on this show, and it's because people want to hear real. I mean, let's just face it, people want to hear real. We all have this stigma that people see of us on social media, but it's truly not us. I mean, you know, we all know the relevance of catfished and things of that nature. But society, to me, has become false. It's become simplistic. It's lost its core values. And, Terry, I don't know if you heard earlier when I, you know, and I'll reiterate my thought. You know, we, at one time, we were talking about, an uprising, civil unrest. But I made a statement today that MF liked, and I truly believe, because I'm starting to realize that maybe people are even too stupid to correlate a civil unrest. You know, I look at the masses of people and the way things are playing out, and I honestly got to say, I think society is digressing, not just in thought, but in mentality. What are your thoughts, MF?
Man, I think it's been digressing, or it never actually progressed in the first place. Call it what you want, but it's the way humans work. You know what I mean? Like, weak humans look to stronger humans for some kind of guidance, some kind of support, protection, whatever the case may be, and those people will then look to people that are stronger than them, and so on and so on and so on, until finally you get to the fucking tip-top, dude. But the problem is that everybody thinks that they're all self-sustainable right now. You know, like, everybody is all about the self-made, and ain't nobody helped me get where I am, and, you know, go do you, boo-boo, fucking, you know, look out for number one, blah, 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 blah. And that's where the disconnect comes, because people stop helping each other, and they keep thinking that, you know, I can do this all fucking myself, or they're only trying to do it for themselves rather than trying to help people. And then you look at just how society is in general right now. Smart technology has made people dumber. The phone may have brought you closer to people all across the globe, but it, you know, it's put you further away from the people right in front of you. So there's a disconnect there. You look at how people can converse and talk. That shit's fucking awkward. Everything's done through the fucking internet. People are tough. Nobody's been punched in the fucking mouth. Nobody knows what it's like to fucking struggle anymore outside of the people that do struggle. But then it's, you know, they completely take away any type of want or ability to do better or do something good for you, because it's either going to be deemed, you know, you were evil, you were racist, you were fucking sexist, you were this, you should have fucking done this, and you're a fucking piece of shit, and blah, 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 all because you're trying to fucking do something good, you know what I mean? It's like crabs in a bucket or through the whole fucking area. Like, no matter how hard you try to climb, somebody's going to be trying to fucking pull you down. And then people are afraid of, like, the whole social stigma that comes with it, you know what I mean? Because if somebody were to speak up, they're worried about getting ruined because somebody jumps on fucking the internet, or all of a sudden some false accusation fucking comes out. And people got to worry about that shit, dude. That's a real thing right now. As cold piece as it is, like, you can be destroyed on the internet. Your entire life could be destroyed off some bullshit. You know, like, how fucking cold is that? So, I mean, I can understand why people are scared not to fucking come forward, and I understand why people are fucking too stupid because they don't know fucking, you know, they can't see the forest for the trees. They're so fucking distracted on what TV show's coming on tonight that they don't see the big fucking picture, or they've been taught to fucking think a certain way, or they've been indoctrinated to think a certain way, let me put it that way. You know, so it's, how can you expect people to rise up and see something that's happening when they don't see a problem in the first place, or the ones that do are too fucking afraid to do anything?
You know, I have to agree with you, but I got one more thing to add on that. Please don't send me any more nude pics if you're ugly.
I'm sorry. I mean, I'm
no,
you
not you.
Told me.
I'm talking to the listeners of the show. I mean, let's be real about it. You know,
he likes dick.
Don't waste your time. Don't waste your time. If you gotta put three layers of spackle just to get your makeup on, don't drop no pic in my inbox.
Hey, leave it for Travis. He loves that shit. He likes it like all. He likes them like cars, but it doesn't matter make and model. He appreciates the chassis for what it is.
Oh God. You know, Terry, when you look at the thought we were talking about before I got sidetracked, do you think society is digressing? Do you think people, the mentality of people, is truly going backwards?
I would say yes and no. I think it's a lot like it's always been. I think you have 80% of the people out there are in a sense digressing. But I think there's a smaller percentage of people that are becoming more woke and becoming aware, like, holy shit, you know, we got to do something. Now, I think we're greatly outnumbered, but I mean, at the end of the day, you know, and as they say in the land of the blind, the man with one eye is a king. So I never really worry about a bunch of fucking idiots. You know, people are going to say what they're going to say and do what they're going to do. But, I mean, I guess if you get enough of them in our country, though, it can kind of fuck shit up because they, unfortunately, they can vote and all these dumbass laws. You know, I'm for liberty, man. And a lot of our liberty gets taken more and more in this country, I think, all the time. But, yeah, I guess so. I guess yes and no in a sense to that, Don. I think in a way we are. I think people are becoming more pussies, like, for sure. Like, people are bitch-made these days. Like, a lot of these kids these days are soft, very soft.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they truly are. You know, I took out a promotion in Michigan on racism. You know, I don't give a fuck who likes me, who don't like me. If you ain't up in my bed, give me head, cooking my dinner, paying my bills, I really don't give two shits about you. I really don't. And, you know, what's your reflection of me is your reflection of me, but it don't make no relevance in my day. You know, I take away from social media and all the aspects of what both of you are saying. You know, both of you make very relevant points on society. Both of you make really good points. And that's what I love about this show, because we're all on different aspects of the United States. And, you know, I watch certain aspects play out, but, you know, it offends me in some manner, but in other aspects I just sit back and laugh and go, you know, because when people my age and a little bit older are gone, society truly is going to be fucked. I mean, because we're probably the last 2-3% that truly knows what the good old days were. And Stitch said it best, you know, we're from the trenches, and once we're no longer here, there's going to be nobody to hold the, you know, hold the guard or hold the fence. And I have to agree with that statement. You know, if people really don't know who's on the show today, MF Beck is he's a coach, he's a trainer, he's a tremendous man in the sport, but he comes on the show each and every week as a brother of the Misfits of Gold. And Terry is a tremendous aspect in a lot of different avenues. Now, Terry, you know, I hope you don't mind me bringing this up, and it's not to put you on the spot, but you happen to be a backer of Mayhem Miller. What is the aspect that led you down that road to truly back Mayhem Miller?
Man, I relate to the guy in a lot of ways. You know, I think he's a person with a good heart trying to do good things, but like a lot of people, you know, I've always been labeled a little crazy myself and broke some shit. And, of course, the only difference to me is I wasn't a fucking celebrity, so I didn't have everybody making a big deal about it. But I think you can be a good person, man, and still do good things in the world and be a little crazy. I mean, if you look throughout history, everybody that got some shit done was a little fucking crazy, you know. And I mean, I don't know Mayhem personally, but I mean, like, I got Matt Horwitz living with me right now, who lived with Mayhem and knows him pretty good, and you know a bunch of other people that knows him. And for everything I know, he seems to be a pretty good dude, man. So I mean, you know, I hate he's going through what he's going through right now.
You and me
but,
both.
You know, I feel like that. If you're in the spotlight at all, these motherfuckers try to crucify you for anything. You know, like, and we're all people. We've all fucked up the job and done some dumb shit, or you know what I mean. Got caught banging a hooker, got caught with some blow, or whatever. You know, it's. I'm just giving some crazy example. I'm not saying that's what's here, but I mean, who hasn't done something that, you know what I mean? They something fucked up, you know.
We've all I did before the show. Fuck. I'm not going to lie. I'm dabbed the fuck out. You know, Terry, just to let you know, everything is open on this show except for Chinese people. We cannot talk about Chinese people.
You're bringing it up already, dog. You just got flagged the first time. Well, we were talking about like, Michelle Obama's fucking junk, and we brought up China for not even 30 seconds, and bam, done.
The FCC don't like me. I guess they don't like my rants and raves. You know, I probably will get shut down, but I'll just bring up the topic. I don't think they can shut me down per my attorney on the topic that we're discussing. But you know, they asked me for the first time. They turned the tables on me and they asked me what really pissed me off. And I said the simple fact that, you know, these Chinese people they don't even know how to fucking drive. And then they get in the fast lane on the freeway and they go 35 miles an hour. And it was a point I brought up on the show and the FCC jumped in and shut my show down the minute we kept going on about it. So, but, you know, that goes to show that people think they're not being watched. People think they're not being listened to. You know, and this is a harsh awakening for society and for whoever's listening to the show. You know, you think that the conversation that you're having on Facebook Messenger, you think that the text that you're sending out isn't truly being looked at. But in reality, we're all under the microscope. So, you know, we call ourselves the land of the free. But in true reality, we're not free. You know, when you look at it that way, you know, MF, you're from the West Coast. It's the state of the liberal. It's the state of the fucking rainbow
California.
Coalition. Yeah. But, you know, when you look at it in that aspect, do you feel that we're more of a complex communistic society? Or do you believe that we're more freedom and social based?
I think it depends on demographic, you know, because you talk about freedom and keep some shit real gangster. I live in a one-party state, bro, like a one-party state. Like, what choice does anybody that's not a liberal have outside of fucking, well, do you want to get fucked with grease or do you want to get raw dogged? You know, there's your choices, but that's our freedom. And, you know, when you look at a lot of different other aspects, as far as even this country goes, there's an illusion of freedom because you're given certain choices. Yeah, you're given the freedom to choose one of those choices, but you're not given any type of freedom to make a choice, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes absolute sense. Terry, your thoughts?
Man, I know all about your freedom of choice being taken away. I could get on a fucking craziness rant that would have y'all think I'm smoking crack, but I know for sure. your liberties and rights and shit like that being taken away, man. I got into shit a couple years ago that I don't know. Quentin Tarantino couldn't remember the shit that happened with me, man. So there's some fucked up shit going down here. And as far as you say, yeah, like, I just assume that everything I do is under a fucking microscope. I really just quit giving a fuck. I think after a while you get to where you're like, you know what, fuck it. It drove me crazy for a while, but, you know, after a while you're just like, yeah, fuck it. I'm going to live my life, man. I'll quit worrying about what everybody thinks and says and live for me, man. And when you truly, you know, everybody's going around walking on eggshells and shit, worrying about offending somebody. I've kind of overcome that, and that's been difficult for me because I, you know, I want to help kids and speak to incarcerated juveniles and kids and shit that went through some of the shit I went through and try to help them. And I'm like, well, they might try to blackball me if I just keep shit real and I don't sugarcoat shit. But man, that's the problem with the fucking society today, I think. So I'm like, fuck it, you know, I'll find a way. Well, there's a will, there's a way. So I think I'll still be able to reach my goals and stay true to myself and be the motherfucker that I am.
True.
I fucking love this guy.
Right? Terry's dope, man. Terry's like UMF. He actually knows my other side. You know, and I love that you brought up that point, Terry, because, you know, in a way, because of who I am, I have to perplex myself in a special way on social media because of the people I deal with in my life, the people that I interview, the people that I shoot, and the promotions that I shoot for. You know, Wednesday, like I said, today is a day that I truly love because anybody don't like what I have to say, they can go fuck themselves. I mean, I really don't care, you know. But this is going to sound kind of racist, Terry, but, you know, I always wanted to get a good old Southern boy on here and ask him this question, so I hope you don't mind, bro.
he's just mixing it up right there. He's letting you know.
You know, I'm just, you know.
At least you're spitting on it for me.
Right? You know, give me some more water. I like to get kissed before I get fucked.
Yeah. Well, no, where I'm going with this is, you know, I want to ask a good old boy, a Southern boy's mentality and thought on when that aspect of the stars and bars became a situation in our country. Did you feel that it offended that in some states the stars and bars were taken down? Do you feel that the stars and bars flag is a true representation and people just truly don't see it for what it's truly meant?
I think it's ridiculous that people make so much stink over a fucking flag, man. It's part of Southern heritage. I'm, you know what I mean? Like the last, I'm no fucking racist or anything by any means. Tell my last actual girlfriend was a black girl and shit. But, you know, people, they're taking Civil War statues and shit down too. The flag, all that. I think that's people being little cunts about shit, looking for a reason to be offended. Like, you know what? Like, I look for other shit to do better than a reason to be fucking offended by everything out here. You know, like, it's fucking stupid. Like, show me where the fucking flag hurt you. Like, you know what I mean? That shit's done, over with. It was part of history. And for another thing, like, half the people that jump on these bandwagons don't even know the actual history of what the fuck happened in the facts. They know how things have been presented and propaganda, and that's in most things in life, you know. So I'm not one to take strong stances on a lot of things if I don't know the facts, but I mean I don't see how that flag flew for years and you know what I mean? I didn't see anybody, like, it wasn't like people were going around with rebel flags, you know, stirring up hate fucking and burning people's houses and burning crosses in people's yards and shit. I think it's pretty fucking stupid.
Yeah,
that,
you know.
That they,
yeah, I'm an equal opportunity, you know, lover, man. I'm colorblind. If you ain't got no teeth, I don't discriminate. You know? I like all toothless women.
You know, I like all toothless people.
Oh, yeah. Hey, man, you know, Terry, you weren't on the show when we talked about it.
So fucking
Donald, yeah, Donald Trump had gave his address after the election, and Nancy Pelosi came on, and her false teeth kept kind of dropping. And we were on the show, and we, you know, and I had brought it up, and we nicked, instead of fellatio, we called it palatio. And we were dying, dude. It was funny.
It's just pop out the dentures and just go to work, baby.
Yeah, and then what was the other aspect we added to it? Because it got added into the Urban Dictionary. What was that? A Pelosi.
It was like Pelosi, Palatio, Fallopian tube, or Fallopian tube, or it was something fucking weird like that.
I think it was Palacio instead of Fallatio. And then getting a blowjob without teeth is a Pelosi.
Oh shit, I got my first Pelosi last year.
How was that shit, bro? That's righteous, ain't it?
Dude, it was crazy. I was tripping. I was like, I can't believe, you know, it's just one of the things that you always fucking joke about with your buddies. And when it
you
actually
dreamed
happens,
about, bro. Dreamed about. Let's get it right.
It's pretty fucking surreal, man.
Hey, fuck it, bro. That's a notch that not very many people have. I'd be proud of that shit.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. I mean, everybody hates them teeth when it comes to that situation. Anyway. I went there today on today's show. You know, we're
giving a fuck's never been one of them.
Right? As long as nobody sees her crawl out your bed in the morning, we ain't talking about it.
Oh, shit.
This show went sideways real quick. Usually it's, you know, Terry, usually we have a music artist on the show by the name of Cash 916, and he flaked. He was supposed to call in today with us, and, you know, this show is just real, bro. We keep it real. We might not always agree with each other on every situation, but at the end of the show, we all agree that it was just a show, and we still walk away as brothers, you know, so... With that regard, you know, it's a tremendous thing that we do each and every week. You know, we share, you know, some humorous shit. We share real shit. But one thing that I want to kind of bring up, and you're kind of involved in that, Terry, they're bringing back bully beatdowns, you know. Kind of get way, way off topic here today. And they're looking for a new host for MTV Bully Beatdowns. You know, I knew the previous owner of the show. I knew before Mayhem, well, after Mayhem Miller was Tony Kryptonite Lopez, and he actually got beat up by one of the bullies and left the program, and the show kind of disintegrated and disappeared from that point. Now they're looking to bring back either Chael Sonnen, Boss Rutten, or Joe Rogan. You know, in my thoughts, I wouldn't want any of them fucks on the show. For one, truly, in my heart and mind, I think Mayhem Miller was the one that made that show. He created that show, and the show will never be the same without Mayhem Miller. You know, MF, I don't know if you know too much about Mayhem Miller, but I know you know about Bully Beatdowns. What are your thoughts with who had the show?
I was watching Mayhem when he was fighting Pride, bro. Like, that was one of my favorite days. Just, he was wild. He just didn't care, and he just fought. That was one of my, and then the fucking bully beatdown action was great because he fucked with the guys. Like, it was like he was a bully to the bullies, and he beat the bullies' ass. So, you know, the show is definitely fucking him. Like, it'd be hard to replace him, but I got to disagree with you on Chael Sonnen. I think that motherfucker alone, like, he's so cerebral that, like, he could be a bully in so many different aspects. Like, he can make those motherfuckers probably hate their lives and then beat their ass. Like, why would how could you not want to see that shit? You know, you got a sociopathic fucking narcissist going in there and, like, a professional fighter that, as well. You know, he's going to go in there with some bullies? Fuck, bro, I'd pay money to see that shit. But I want to see, like, knockouts. So I'd be like, no, like, you're a finisher, dog. Like, no. I want knockouts and I want submissions. I want to see these motherfuckers tap, like, 10 times within that limit, and I want to see him get dropped. But I want to see him get, like, body shot a couple times, get up, and then get knocked out. But I think Sonnen would be fucking amazing at that type of a job.
I disagree with you wholeheartedly, bro. I think that dude, after 3 minutes, he fucking irritates the fuck out of me like a woman
exactly.
on a period.
That's my point. That motherfucker, he's such a fucking tool and a douchebag. Like, it's to see one douchebag go at it with another douchebag, like, I mean, bro, that's like living in San Diego again. You know, you can see the fucking, but it's better than chest bump bullshit.
Terry, what are your thoughts, bro?
And I don't know. I don't think, like, I don't even know how Joe Rogan's name got thrown in the mix. Like I don't even think he would be interested in doing no shit like that. Like, I seen that the other day online, and I was like, what is this shit? This isn't real. But I don't know, man. Chael Sonnen can talk shit, but I don't know. It's just so different. Like, I love Bass Rutten, but I can't see him on that show. You know what I mean? I don't know. When you think of Bully Beatdown, you think of fucking Mayhem doing the show. So it's, I would just have to see it to see how, I guess, man.
Yeah, but I'd love to see Oprah Winfrey's big black ass up there.
Oh, shit.
Ever come at you, nigga? No, you didn't.
I got beat down for everybody.
Right? And they only film the show the fucking week she's having her period, bro. So that would fucking make it that even that much more interesting. You got a fucking African-American woman that got attitude on the rag. I mean, what more could make a fucking show? I mean...
Yeah, she's probably in menopause now, bro. I think she's past her period days.
Oh, fuck. Well, we need to find somebody that suits that guideline or something, man. Well, fucking PMS is just as bad, so we might actually get a better aspect of her. You know, why not change things up? You know, honestly, in my real opinion, I would love to see Mayhem get out of incarceration and take that role back up again. But
yeah,
you know, what I want, what's going to actually transition, probably wouldn't. But you know, fuck, hey, it'd dope to have Pelosi up there, dude. After the show, she can gum you. You know, the winner instead of getting $10,000, you get gummed by Pelosi. You know, that'd be tremendous. Fuck, I know it's on the fucking bucket list of many. You know, today's been a fun show, man. We've got just about 4 minutes and 51 seconds left of live airtime. I probably lost a few listeners today, but like I said in the beginning, I'll say again, I really don't give a fuck. You know, if you don't want to listen to Wednesday's show, don't hit that button. Nobody's forcing you. Nobody cares if you do. You know, I like that the fact that we can bring on people, like I said earlier, from all different walks of life and share their thoughts, their mentalities. You know, Terry, I'm going to hand the mic to you. If there's anything you'd like to say to the listeners, anything you'd like to spout out, your social media, or just anything you'd like to add to the show, brother, the floor is yours.
Yeah, no doubt, man. I appreciate that and appreciate the opportunity, Don. I like what you're doing here with the show. I like freedom of speech, what a lot of our heroes and patriots have died for, you know, us to have the right to get on here and talk shit. And like you said, everybody don't have to agree on every fucking thing, you know. If we all did agree on everything, we could never have any growth or go anywhere or gain new insight, you know, or new perspectives. And it'd be pretty fucking boring because then what would we talk shit about? So I like that, man. And I do a live video almost daily on Facebook. So anybody that wants to check me out and follow me on Facebook, it's Terry Smith. There's a picture of me looking all sexy and shit my friend Kristen made for me, like making a muscle or something. So you can check me out on that. I can do it Smith on Instagram if anybody wants to follow me on there and tell me, you know, why they think I'm a cunt or wrong or whatever the fuck or support. But that's what's up, man. I appreciate the invite.
Oh, man, you can come on anytime you want. You know, MF, is there anything you'd like to say to Terry before we let him go, bro?
Man, appreciate you calling in, dude. I love hearing from new voices, new people, you know what I mean, new demographics. Appreciate you doing it.
Yeah, no doubt, man. It was fun, man. I was watching wrestling techniques, and then I was like, yeah, fuck it, why not? Talk some shit.
Hey, Terry, I'll send the link to you in your inbox, so if you want to listen to it later, man, or share it around, I'll share the link with you so you can do that. Thank you, brother, so much for joining the show. I appreciate you, and I'll holler at you later, my man.
All right, man, y'all have a good day. Good talking with
you, fellas. Good southern, bro. All right, peace.
All right.
MF, what do you think of my homie?
Yeah, he's cool people. You know what I mean? I love this shit. Yeah, I like conversing with people from different demographics and different fucking walks of life. You know what I mean? Because we get so stuck in our own bubble because of where we live. It's, you know, even though I'm from California, you know, we see a lot of different, you know, walks. Fucking looks like a smelting pot, dude. But at the same time, it's like we don't really get too many people from the fucking South, or you don't really get to, you know, I don't get to talk to people from like all over the country the way like it is. So I enjoy it, man. He's a good fuck.
Yeah, you know. Kind of ballsy me asking him his thoughts and opinions on the Stars and Bars, but I, you know, I felt it was a relevant question. I felt it was a question that many wanted to get the opinion from a Southern aspect, and you know, he gave his.
They're the ones that care the most about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, this what gets me. You know, people want to gripe when it's not relevant to them, but when it has relevancy to them, they fight for it. Well, how can you take away from that man's thoughts? He's from the South. He keeps it Southern. He's a gentleman. He's real in life. He doesn't go out looking for bullshit, but at the same time, he sees the stars and bars for what it truly is. You know, it may be a different objective or a different view than you or I have, but that's what's great about America. He has a right to his opinion, his thoughts, and a right to express them on this show. You know, it sucks that Travis kind of got in a car accident last week. I hope he's well and safe. Cash 916, you know, wait till you come on the show again. I'm going to punk the hell out of you for not showing up today. But
one of his 12 kids got him busy.
Yeah, right? One of his 15 babies' mamas was hitting him up. That nigga on lockdown. He can't fool nobody. That nigga on lockdown. His wife is on his Facebook. Punk-ass bitch.
Right. You get the Johnny and Misty. It's like, oh, dog, you got the co-one, huh? You got the co-profile?
Right? I can't be trusted. No.
Hey, I can't blame the girl, though. Even Johnny and Misty, that shit, bro. Like, you got a little taste of that groupie love and fucking, you know? Hey, people, sometimes people make bad choices. It's just the way it works.
I'm not responsible for what's in my inbox, you know. I can't control that, but I control what comes out of it. But, you know, with success comes that certain aspect of life. And, you know, not everybody wants it. You know, I don't even consider myself famous, but you know what? Like that quote I did the other day, if I could remember it correctly, not everybody deserves access to my life or who we are. And it's true. You know, just because we put ourselves out there on a social media platform, just because we're out in the limelight at certain aspects in our career and in our jobs, doesn't give people entitlement to think they have an aspect into our life. I mean, and think about that for a moment before you hit that send button on the nudes, because I really don't want them. If I want to see some titties, I'll ask my woman to lift up her shirt. You know.
You can send them to Travis.
Yeah, send them to Travis Highland. Easy to
find
on Facebook. Yeah, next show, I'll even let his number go out live again so you can make sure you even text him to him. MF. Oh, we got somebody on this show from 304. We got two minutes left. Who is this?
Let's do it.
This is the Fighter's Voice. How can I help you?
Oh, my God, I'm your biggest fan. Fuck you.
Yeah. Who's this?
I'm late. It's Big Randy.
Oh, Johnny?
I'm late, man. No, it's Randy.
Oh, Randy. My biggest fan.
Yeah, I'm late.
Yeah, you're like...
up, bro?
You're like 4 minutes before the fucking show ends late, bitch.
Oh, if you would have saw the traffic, I got a picture I need to send you. There's this tractor trailer where he's going down the road, and the whole rear axle is ripped completely out from under his trailer and just laying in the middle of the interstate.
Damn, dude. That's how it sounded when I got off your girlfriend last night.
I know, bro. I tried later on, and she said she was tired.
It looked like Arby's. Actually, we had Terry on today, bro.
Is he still on?
No, we actually just let him go. We were just getting ready to wrap things up. You know, we're going to have you on next week because we got about 3-4 minutes before the show wraps up. But, you know, MF, you want to say anything to Randy before we kind of get up out of here?
Say, what's up, Randy? Glad to call
you.
What's up,
brother? How you doing, man?
Shit. Yeah, I'm too sheep to win my day. I'm stoned to the bone.
Hey, you know what, Randy? I'm going to ask you real quick before we end the show. I asked Terry this question. I asked MF this question. You know, we're talking about them bringing back Bully Beatdowns. You're real closely correlated with Mayhem Miller. You know, we talked about... You know, I didn't think any of the fuckers deserved the position on the show. Before we kind of wrap things up here, what are your thoughts on who they need to bring back as the new face of MTV Bully Beatdowns?
bro, bring the monkeys, man. Dude, everybody else shit on it. Everybody else backed off to the side. I say bring the monkeys, man. The monkeys have been pushing this for 10-plus years.
Yeah, you know, I was kind of like, you know, saying if we could get Mayhem Miller out of prison, it'd be righteous to have him as the voice of the show again because he is the face of the show. But then, you know, me, Terry, and MF, we kind of took it sideways and said, why not Oprah Winfrey have an angry black woman up on there?
You know? Oh, God.
Some crazy shit. But, you know, in all reality, I think someone from the Monkees would be tremendous. MF, I don't know if you know before I let you go here because I know you got to get in a second. You know, you look at the aspect of what Mayhem Miller has created. He has the Monkee cult, which is thousands and thousands and thousands of people deep. What is it that, you know, when you see somebody like Mayhem Miller and they have such a following, even though they're not the common household name in the sport, what did that person do right in their career, or what aspect do they have to them that allows so many people to follow them in masses?
Same thing that me and Travis talk about all the time on this show. He's himself. He's not trying to be nobody. He's not trying to act like nobody else. He's just trying to do his fucking thing. And people appreciate that shit, and people fucking, they feel closer, you know what I mean? Because there's some kind of connection. There's some kind of emotion behind what he's doing. It's not just scripted. It's not just, you know, some kind of act and some kind of fucking mask that he's wearing. Like, it is who he is, and people connect with that dude. So I think that's just how it goes.
Right on.
Like I was saying earlier, it's like people look for that person that's stronger. You know, people look for that kind of fucking superhero, that fucking anti-hero, whoever it is that they're fucking looking for, and he portrays that for a lot of people, dude. So, I mean, it's only fucking natural.
Yeah. You know, what's the trip is having two of the Monkees on the show today, you know, Randy being one of the closest to, you know, Mayhem Miller in that aspect. And it's tremendous to see that, you know, the legacy will live on. You know, one thing in life, a lot of people don't pay relevance to who they back or who they pay tribute or homage to in life. And I think it's kind of cool because I've learned to respect and get to learn and or get to meet a lot of the Monkees, you know, Mayhem Miller Monkees. And they're tremendous people. They come from all walks of life. It just shows people see different intent and different creativity in other individuals, and it's nice to see that people truly do back an aspect of life and what they believe in. And, you know, even though I got to wrap the show up here, fellas, Randy, you know, your final thought on the aspect of the Monkees and where they plan on to go into the future with the backing of Mayhem Miller?
The Monkees are always going to be around. If I could answer the question that you posed earlier about why everybody followed Mayhem, it was because he stuck up for the little guy. He wasn't out there just trying to rub shoulders with whoever he could rub shoulders with to do what he did. He went out there, he was himself, and he didn't care whether you liked it or not, and he stood for the little guy. Well, the little guys all got together, and when it became thousands, all of a sudden they weren't little guys no more. And it kind of bred into the Monkee cult itself because each and every person in there personally stick up for one another. I mean, you've seen members in there with cancer. You've seen people having babies, like just all the normal things that we all go through, except it's thousands of people supporting one another.
Yeah, it's so true. I mean, and then you got people like me that are professionals in our walk that even correlate themselves with that group. You know, that's what's cool, MF, because the Misfits are truly almost on the same guideline and aspect, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. Yeah. I can't agree more. You know, just on a way smaller scale. But
yeah.
Nonetheless, definitely the same principles apply.
You know, Randy, it sucks that you called in late, and I kind of have to wrap things up. But before
I get
to him up and let him say his goodbyes, you know, what would you like to say on your party? I'm going to hand the mic to you. Any social media sites, anything else you'd like to add to the program? The floor is yours, homie.
To be honest, I can't even remember the names of my social media sites. I've been asked this a few times, and I believe I've changed it so much that if you're talking in regards to finding anything of mine, just pretty much look up hashtag 0187, Randy Marshall, Aikawa Martial Arts, AIKAWA. As far as any specific URLs or names, the only one I know is facebook.com/GodSamurai.
Most definitely. And before I let you go, just let my listeners know, Randy's also correlated with Kung Lee, Dan the Beast Severn, and several other legends of the sport. And that's why he's correlated in my life. He's a true brother of mine. He's an individual that I would bleed for. So go give him a follow. Go give him a like. Randy, I appreciate you calling Umbrella, and we'll get you on next week for a full episode, homie.
Yes, sir, and you're a real brother in life too, homie, always.
All right, man. Much love, bro. Peace. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the right-hand man of Mayhem Miller, Mr. Randy Marshall, MF. Your random thought of the week, homie?
Shit. You know, I had quite a few of them, but hell, I just go with fucking, I was enjoying the show today. More people called in, it make me a lot happier, give me conversation to talk about. I want to hear some shit. I want to hear how your life is, how everything else is. You know, and also fucking anybody that's feeling lost, by all means, call in. We'll definitely chit-chat about whatever the hell you want to chit-chat about.
Right. It's obvious the show is being heard, you know, worldwide and even nationwide, because those two gentlemen that called in today actually called in from two different parts of the country themselves. So, you know, I thought it was unique and fresh, MF, to have, you know, somebody from the Northeast, somebody from the South, somebody from the West Coast, and somebody from the Midwest all on the same show sharing our objectives and views. It shows we all can correlate our thoughts and still get
along.
Just wait
till we go international, my brother. It's going to happen sooner than you think.
Well, I mean, the show is already worldwide. I got motherfuckers listening to me in Tibet. I mean, come on.
I'm talking about motherfuckers calling in from international, dog. Somebody's going to call in eventually.
Oh, yeah, they will, you know. I still love the, before we go, I still love the kid that called in on Valentine's Day. And
I wish he'd call back,
you know,
too.
Yeah, you know, I wish he'd call back because I know he probably still listens. Call us back. Let us know what happened, man. You know, we don't know if we're right.
I want to know if that Chipotle was delicious and if she appreciated everything you did.
I like the kid calling and asking us, man. He didn't know us from Adam, but you know what? Sometimes change always isn't good. You know, just remember that in life. And that's going to be my final thought of the day. Change may look bright, but the grass isn't always greener on the other side. With that being said, my brother MF, thank you so much for doing this show with me week after week. And now years. Much respect, much love, homie. We'll holler at you later. You have a good day, and hit me up later, man.
My brother.
All right, peace. Ladies and gentlemen, that was MF Beck from the Misfits of Gold. We also had Terry Smith from the Mayhem Monkeys and an aspect of mixed martial arts. And then we had Randy Marshall, who is truly a cool dude in my life. He's one of the main Mayhem Miller Monkeys, but he's also my brother, a brother that I will always cherish and always back. On that note, we're going to take some who do I want to go out? Since we kind of went southern today, let's take it out with some Swamp. On that note, have a good day, and God bless.
Where I come from, people always get money. Turn to Florida, we can ride it all the way to Sunday. Got the cooler in the back, time to party, call your buddy. You know it's going down, cause we turn on like no other. I said, where I come from, people always get money. Turn to
getting stuck, we rollin'.